I'm Margaret Mullings. Welcome to Mentorship Classes Today. Wherever you are geographically, come on in and take your seat. Hallelujah. And just before a class begins, let us pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for everyone who's in this class right now. Father, I ask that you would move by your Spirit and you would breathe the breath of life upon each and every one of them. Father, that something that is said in this class would catapult, encourage, and strengthen them geographically. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, I apologize for not being here sooner, but how many of you know that God is always on time? Yes. And so I count it an honor to be with you in this class today. The topic is the fight in your home, which is inspired from a poem, yes, which I will read in your hearing. But how many of you know all around the world, on every continent and in the islands of the seas, yes, in every nation, there is a fight that's in our homes, yes. But the good news is that no matter how the battle rages, it is so important for each of us to know that we must get the victory in our homes first, and that there is purpose in everything that the Lord allows to touch our lives, especially in our homes. Let me just read this poem to you. The fight in your home. As the battle rages in your home, continue to pray and show God's love. You are victorious in spite of struggling with children and with spouse. Heaven and hell is listening. Your words and your deeds are being magnified. You may be tempted to curse, scream, and shout at the children and at the spouse. You must really stay focused. Abide in the word and in prayer, for the fight in your home is sharpening you to win souls for Jesus Christ. But in your home, it must be known that Jesus Christ is really Lord of your life and not just of your lips. God is really glorified in the fight in your home when the display of Jesus Christ is actually seen in you by your loved ones. And I'm saying you, but it goes to me first. You are victorious in your home. When this happens, you can go anywhere in the world and effectively win souls for Jesus Christ. So embrace the fight in your home and allow Jesus Christ to lead you in the fight by allowing him to be Lord of your home. Oh yes, you know, I pray that each and every one of us would understand, no matter how successful we may become or how anointed we are, we must win the fight in our homes. We must show the love of Jesus Christ. Yes, when, you know, sometimes you may be tempted to be so angry, you may become so angry, and you know, there's that temptation to start complaining. And when we complain, we know that God hates complaining, and that's actually derails us. Complaining derails us, you know, from that place with God. It would steal your peace and your joy. And so it is so important to rely on the Lord. Ask him for strength. Even when you're tempted, you know, to say a bad word, a curse word, not to curse, not to say negative things, but, you know, even if you have to grit your teeth, sometimes even bite your lip, you know, to be silent and just to show love, you know, to our loved ones, Yes, and everyone, I challenge you this morning, everyone who's being challenged, and the truth is we're all challenged. But the love of Jesus must shine forth. And I leave with you in your hearing to encourage you. Stay faithful and watchful, for God has counted you worthy and entrusted you with much. Be ever mindful. To whom much is given, much is required of you. Slack not your writing in prayer. Only he who endures to the end shall be saved. Your season of progress and success is here. Yes, in your home, you will be loved and honored. Continue to allow the light of Jesus to shine, and the fight will become a blessing. Everything that has seemed to have been against you, hallelujah, will now manifest the word of God. And so, right where you are, as you study, as you endeavor, you know, to succeed in all that you've put your hands to do in your education and your vocation, remember, you must, or let me change that, we must win the fight in our homes for Jesus Christ. This is Margaret Mulling saying, until our next time of class, God bless you and keep you, be gracious unto you. Stay in your place where God is. He has planted you, and work for the Lord. God bless you.